Breaking news in the search for the El Faro cargo ship lost a little while ago during Hurricane Joaquin. The Navy now says it has identified the wreckage upright, actually in one piece, they're saying, some 3 miles below the surface of the ocean near the Bahamas. This comes as the ship's owner has filed a lawsuit to block legal action from the families of the missing ship's crew. The company says it did everything in its power to ensure the ship was safe and that it should bear no financial liability. So Martin Savage has been working this for us. He joins us from Atlanta. Martin Savage, first of all, how did they find this?
Well, the Navy's been out there looking. They're using side scan sonar. They had a rough idea of where this vessel might be given the last position that was reported when it was lost, which was on October 1st, and there were 33 people on board. So they had a good idea of where to look. And then over the weekend, they did spot something on the bottom, and it seemed to match the dimensions of the vessel. Very large ship, nearly 800 feet long. And they also discovered that it appears to be upright. And then apparently today they sent out a submersible. That submersible with cameras was able to make a positive ID, and that's coming to us from both the U.S. Navy and the NTSB. The good news about it being upright is what they're trying to recover is essentially the black box, which is the voyage data recorder, they call it. And if the ship is upright, then it should be located very near the bridge of the ship on the outside of the vessel. So in theory, a submersible should be able to go down there and retrieve it. Once you've got that, you've got some basic information about course, speed, heading, maybe most important, communication between the ship and those on shore, what was being said in the final moment. So all of that could be crucial to trying to determine what really happened in the last moments of that vessel's life and those on board.
For those families, you know, they need that. They deserve that. Martin Savage, thank you.